Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. If the Museum of Fine Arts has gaps in its collections, they're most likely in modern American art, and particularly in African American art.
Today, the MFA is plugging that gap with more than 60 pieces by some of the most important African American artists of the 20th century.
The artwork comes from the collection of Boston businessman John Axelrod. Arts reporter Jeff Edgers has the story in today's Boston Globe, and he dropped by a bit earlier to tell us more about John Axelrod. Turns out he's maybe one of the most important Boston art collectors you've never heard of.
Well, he's a great art collector here in Boston. He grew up at Andover, an attorney. His family had a hotel business. He ran a fashion company. But, I mean, the reason he matters to us and to the MFA is because he's a really ambitious art collector.
Why is it that Axelrod decided to begin collecting prominent works from African-American artists?
He looks for something that he feels people don't appreciate enough. And then he gets obsessed with it and collects that work very rigidly and tries to get all the great works and the great artists involved. And then when he's done, he's like, you know what? Like, I don't need this in my place anymore. I've got to move this collection and move on to the next thing. So he just started seeing this art by these African-American artists and realized this was a great story to tell and started collecting them.
And so he's collected works by people like, as you've reported, Buford Delaney, Norman Lewis, and Archibald Motley Jr., who happens to be a really prominent and key African-American artist from the 20s and 30s. Tell us a little bit about the work from Motley that's now going to be part of the MFA's collections. I believe it's called Cocktails, 1926. Tell us a little bit about this painting.
You know, this is from the heart of the Harlem Renaissance, and a lot of these artists are from that time period. And what you have are, great works that were appreciated, but only in a very small segment of society. And now they're being embraced because we're realizing this isn't African American art. This is American art by African Americans that, you know, should be in any good collection of American art.
And when you hear about the biography of an artist like Archibald Motley Jr., I mean, he is one of the key artists in the Harlem Renaissance. He was trained at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. His sort of jazz-influenced, bold and vibrant paintings definitely have a place in any major art museum in the United States. So how is it that this collection of artwork is filling a gap in the MFA's collection?
The MFA did not do a good job of collecting the art of its time during the 20th century. It just wasn't on the agenda for whatever reason. And so now that they've opened this Art of the Americas wing, those holes are really exposed. And so they have to do whatever they can to fill it in. The problem is, you know, this isn't like the 1980s when maybe some of these works by these African-American artists were just being discovered and you could actually go and just buy them. There aren't that many of them. They're now quite expensive because they've been recognized.
They're tough to find.
Yeah. And so the MFA has to rely on people like John Axelrod to assemble this thing and then like hand it over. I mean, he's not handing it over. He's selling it, but for a very reduced price.
And how much are we talking about?
Somewhere between $5 and $10 million. You know, I mean, it's a lot for me, but you know, it's.
But it's a fraction of what the art is actually worth.
Exactly.
So how is the MFA going to pay for this?
Well, we sometimes think of the MFA like Harvard, you know, this just an endless bank account, but they don't. Particularly, they've opened these wings. So Axelrod is actually giving them 100 works in total in this collection. They're going to accept 67 into the collection, and 33 of them they're just going to sell. And they're going to use the money from those sales to pay Axelrod for the collection.
So, Jeff, this isn't the first time that John Axelrod has done this, has actually given the MFA a huge part of his personal collection.
Well, he's been giving them art for a long time, the first piece in 1985. And, you know, the hundreds of pieces in his American Decorative Arts collection that he gave them just a few years back. I mean, it's very important work. And, there's, you know, that's why there's a gallery named after John Axelrod, who's never been a trustee. And as far as I can tell, you know, has not given them tens of millions of dollars in cash like a lot of the folks who have their names on galleries. That's how much they value his contribution of art.
You know, you've quoted Elliot Bostwick Davis, who's the chair of the museum's Art of the Americas department, where this new work is going to go. It's a really interesting quotation. Davis says, "This is an area I think it's hard to make progress in. And it's very hard for a museum of our stature to step up to the top tier without being able to acquire a collection like this." So Jeff, let me ask you, I mean, as you've said, Axelrod is sort of providing an example of what he thinks is one of the roles of major benefactors of the MFA, to sort of help the MFA acquire art that maybe it hasn't had its strength in the past. Is this a mission that he really believes in and wants his other sort of big name benefactors to follow?
You know, going over his place and seeing this new area of art he's collecting, which is graffiti art, the guy just wants to convert you. I mean, he is like one of Boston's loudest people in a good way. He wants you to believe that these artists you may not have heard of before are artists that are legitimate and should be in a major museum and should be brought to the community. And so that's kind of his thing. You know, you can feel the enthusiasm when you talk to him.
Does he expect that one day his growing collection of graffiti art would end up in the MFA?
Well, I mean, I asked him that and he didn't say, but I think it will. Maybe the MFA will say, that's a little outside our area, but I don't know. I mean, it's pretty compelling work.
Well, Jeff Edgers is the arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Jeff, thanks a lot for another great story.
Thank you.
And by the way, Jeff's story is part of a great web feature the Globe has about John Axelrod, the MFA, and African-American art. There is a link to it at our website, radioboston.org.
Up next, parental attitudes about teen sex in America generally range from no to not under my roof. But research on the stunningly low teen pregnancy rate in Holland suggests we might want to rethink those attitudes. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.